The following episode of Footy Prime the Podcast contains violence, coarse language, talking of shite, full frontal nudity, and adult scenes. Listener discretion is advised. BetMGM, the place for soccer in Canada, presents Footy Prime.
Oh, let's go!
Footy, footy, it's time to get this party started. It's the footy, footy, it's time to get this party started. With Danny, Jimmy, Gregor, Andy, Jimmy, JC. All we know and all we talk about is footy, footy. It's time to get this party started tonight.
BetMGM, the place for soccer in Canada, presents Footy Prime.
Feel the energy. Can you feel the buzz, the excitement, the anxiety? When the last month countdown to the World Cup.
Ew! Don't do that.
That was gross. Is like that your?
When I used to climb the ropes in gym class. You know? Oh, come on! You can't tell me you're not excited about it.
When I used to chafe my upper thighs.
when I wore corduroys.
What's that sound?
Where is he coming from, that kid?
Oh my God, he's on fire. Seinfeld. George stops walking. It's your suit.
Can you still buy corduroys? I used to love corduroys. So comfortable. I haven't seen corduroys for a long time.
I'm sorry, what are you saying?
Yeah, corduroys.
You're saying,
are you saying cordial?
No, corduroys.
Jerry corduroys.
How do you say them?
Well, it's more. It's still three syllables, but you're throwing in like an corduroys. Like you're saying it like you're calling God. Yeah, God corduroys. In the middle of corduroys.
Corduroys, because it's you in there, right?
Oh, you changed it. You were very French before.
Yeah. So it's like, oh my Jack,
corduroy.
Just call them cords.
You're passing a cord to your friend Roy.
Yeah.
Is it good, Roy?
Yeah.
Corduroy. I don't know. I mean, do people still wear cords? Corduroys, corduroy, whatever you want to pronounce them.
That was better.
Yeah.
I think so. I think it's still a thing.
Yeah. They're hot in the summer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're not a summer pant, that's for sure.
No, it's a sweatpant. Oof.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. Back to the World Cup.
Can you smell it? Can you feel it?
Incredible tangent.
Should we play?
You're welcome.
Let's play the little opening tune, Dubs.
I'm already sick of it, but okay.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Ring, ring, what's that sound? It's a big question that needs answering.
What was the question again?
It is a big question that needs answering. As this continues, every podcast between now and the World Cup, today, the really big question that needs answering is, who is the next global superstar the casual fan doesn't know just yet?
Ooh.
This is an interesting one. Who's going to make their name in the global football conscience? Perhaps us nerds in the game may have heard about these players, perhaps.
Yeah.
Who will my mum know about?
Oh, yeah.
By the end of none, because she won't watch 1 second of this. Who wants to start? Anyone have a obvious one? Craig, are you thinking of anyone in particular?
Well, for the casual fan, I think it's Jude Bellingham. We know him in the football world, know him, obviously, went for 100 plus million euros, excellent career, starting at Birmingham, Borussia Dortmund, Real Madrid, Champions League winner. But I think this is his moment to shine. I mean, the guy can play just about anywhere. He's excellent at control and pace and playing through presses. And I think he's a full package, a complete midfield player. And I think we're about to see that. And he's going to make his name on the World Cup stage this summer.
Wow. Hey, Jude.
Mm-hmm. Unless, of course, Morgan Rogers takes a spot in the starting 11.
Oh, then they're not going to get to watch good old Jude, are they?
Nope. Hey, Jude. Where are you, Jude?
Where are you? Done?
But, I mean, see, Bellingham's interesting because he is one of those players, Craig, I think, that hasn't quite hit the heights that 4 years ago we were sure he was going to hit. A lot of injuries at Real Madrid.
Yeah,
right?
No, that's right. But I mean, he's only 22. Incredibly, he's played with England included. He's played 250 matches. Like it's quite insane. I think he started at Birmingham at the under eight level. The guy's been around for decades. But I think for the neutral, for the, you know, casual fan, I don't think they're well aware of him. And I think they're going to be introduced to him this summer, and he's going to be lights out.
Whoa.
I like that call.
Well, you tell you what, it's a total mess at Real Madrid right now. A complete gong show. Jose Mourinho might be announced today as the returning coach. How do you think Jose is going to get on with Jude Bellingham? I don't know about that. He's got some swagger to him, does Jude. Some confidence, say the very least. Man, that could be, it could really work, or it could be a disaster.
I agree. It's going to be one or the other. There's no in between. There's no lukewarm. It's either going to be a match for the ages that's going to bring the best out of club and manager and player, or it's going to crash and burn.
Dubsy, who did you have as a next global superstar Casual fan doesn't yet know about?
Our previous episode was a little bit existential. We were questioning, you know, how you define deep run and how you define tough group. So, you know, how do you define a casual fan? How do you define the next global superstar? So for me, I think young. We were talking about Alphonso Davies, and he's now injury plagued. Will he kind of move up out of that? Or will it be kind of the death knell like it was for a Michael Owen? When you, I remember when he broke on the scene and he scored that goal in the 1998 World Cup. One of the best goals in my estimation for England of all time for the men. And you see the pace, you see the power, you see the raw talent, right? So I think about like a youngster kind of dropped into this huge stage or onto this huge stage of 48 teams and becoming known even to the casual fan. So for me, as somebody who's been around at PSG for a while now, since he was 18 and now he's 20, in Warren Zaire Emery. Oh, so this French team is fucking stacked, right?
Yeah.
But this is a player, like he's not only solidified himself in PSG's starting 11, but he's convinced Didier Deschamps for France to make him a regular in his squad list in advance of this World Cup. But he's 20. He's closing in on 180 appearances for PSG already. He's got about, you know, 10 caps for country, but he's competing for a place and hanging in the world's deepest squad, right? So I think whether he's box to box or whether he's deployed as a more of a midfield anchor, a deeper lying midfielder, I don't think he's an automatic starter, but is he somebody that can, you know, embody the game and imbue it with that youthful exuberance, but also be reliable and put his stamp on things. I think he has the ability to do that. And if he can carve out enough minutes for himself, then I think he will be a name that will be known after this World Cup.
I love that one. I actually have him on my little list here as well. It's all about minutes though, right?
Yeah.
Like, can he get on the pitch? And he could be one of those players, like you say, who doesn't start the tournament as a starter, but by the end of it, he's on there. Mm-hmm. It's so much experience for a young kid. Man, he's fun to watch.
What a weapon to have, though, eh?
My God, I know.
And that's, yeah, exactly. A guy like him may not start. I mean, Jesus Christ. How many countries can say that this guy wouldn't start for them right now? Not many.
No. Nope.
Maybe Spain. Right? Amazing.
Yeah.
All right. I like that one. That's a really good one. Jimmy.
Well, I'm going to go for a player that I don't think too many people know about. His name is Antonio Nusa. He plays for Norway. He's a wide player, played for Leipzig. And he is known as the Norwegian Neymar. He plays both sides. He's jinxy, fast as hell, loves to get at players, very dynamic, explosive. And this is one player to keep an eye out. He's 21 years old right now, and he is the player that I'm going to say keep an eye in the World Cup on this kid, Antonio Nusa.
That's Nusa to me.
You bet your ass.
You know what? Also, I know I talk about dark horses, teams in Europe.
Yes, it's my dark horse.
Yeah, I like that.
That's Nusa. Some good Nusa.
There's a lot of good white players in Nusa corner, today. Yeah. That's kind of the cool new thing. It's not new thing, but these dynamic wingers. Yeah. You know, every team's got one, it seems. Nusa. Huh. I need to do some research.
Not on your list, was he?
No, he wasn't on my list. Because it's a very short list. Yep. My work, my preparation for the World Cup began in earnest about 5 days ago. Should have been about a month ago. But I'm working my way through it. I like that. Wunger.
Mine isn't far. It was far. It was far off a while ago because this guy is, he was a dual national and he's now decided to play for Canada. And we got to see him play for Tunisia and he impressed. So who's going to impress people and be a bit of a sleeper is Marcelo Flores. I think he's got a game.
Tunisia?
Against Tunisia.
Against Tunisia. Against Tunisia.
Yeah, you said for Tunisia. That's
you said Jimmy, for Tunisia.
You were in the studio. You didn't watch anything. We know. We know you faked it. That whole panel faked it.
No, no, but in fairness,
no, you said he played. You said he played for Tunisia.
Sorry, I meant played for a play.
That's why you threw a curveball at us.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And it could have been a Lumen. Yeah, who's a
exactly? Yeah, so that's who I thought you were going to say.
Oh, right. Well, he's down in Tigres, and he, you know, he made his decision to play for Canada. And I think that he'll have a breakout. I think he's, you know, he came into that match and he sparkled. And I think that World Cup is an opportunity to raise your, elevate your game, elevate your standing, and even market yourself. And with those red braids, he's one of those kids who doesn't care about standing out and wants to stand out. So that's my throw out there.
That's a good show.
I like it.
It is, yeah.
I like it.
Especially with the left wing.
He's a little older, though. He's a little older. He's 22. And like I was just thinking about some of these kids are like 18, 17, and you're like, 22? Now you were saying kids the other day, and I asked Dubs, what is a kid nowadays? Yeah. But because 40. He's just coming new to Canada, I think of him as a kid. He's playing on a new squad, all that kind of thing.
He's exciting. He's an exciting player to watch.
Yeah, he is.
He does bring something that we don't generally have. So that's a good shout.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And use the word sparkle, which I really appreciate, and I'm going to steal in my punditry. He might be forced to sparkle because Sharms just said it, that left wing decimated, right? Like whether, you know, Fonzie was going to play higher up. We've got Richie who's injured, Zohran Bassong, who is the one who was deployed in lieu of those two, if needed. He's got a niggling hamstring injury. So like you've got a lot on that side. By the way, somebody I forgot to load into our comment show, Ali Ahmed came off injured about a week ago. Do we have an update on his status? Because he's somebody else there. Maybe a little bit of a question mark. Probably is okay. Liam Miller doing very well for Hull City. But I think Marcelo Flores might be used on that left wing a little bit more than maybe Jesse Marsh planned.
And that's why I brought him up too, was because was he going to get a look with all these guys being healthy? I mean, it was a big deal that he chose Canada, but he's also coming into one of the most competitive positions on the pitch, right? And all of a sudden, he took that. Jimmy's always saying, you have to be ready. You have to be ready to go in. You're always being competitive. And what he did with Tunisia, even though it was a tie.
Against Tunisia.
For him to play with Tunisia.
I'm saying anyways. I think that, you know, he grabbed his opportunity and made people look at him a different way.
Mm-hmm. No one knew anything about him.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
We'd heard stories. We saw him play against Forge, right?
Yeah.
In the Champions Cup, scored a goal.
Yeah.
But quite honestly, I mean, there's people that do watch every league in the world. There's a lot of people that don't and say that they do, and they're full of shit. Most of us don't watch much Tigres and didn't know much about him. But those two games, especially the one for Tunisia, he looked outstanding. Tons of fun. And I'm pretty sure when Jesse Marsh spoke to him about switching and coming out to Canada, he said to him, don't you think he said, listen, if you say yes, I'm going to take it to the World Cup.
Oh.
Wouldn't that be a selling point? Rather than saying, well, I'll put you in the mix. You better earn it. That's a pretty big, you can really leverage a player's loyalty by dangling that carrot, right?
Yeah, no question. How we use them, we'll find out. I mean, he could be coming on, you know, good player to come off the bench when you need something in the offensive zone. He's certainly got that to unlock defenses.
Also at the versatility, right?
Yeah, both sides. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can play on both wings. And I also see him as somebody who could be deployed in not in lieu of Jonathan David, but maybe giving David a little bit of a rest if he isn't used in consecutive 90-minute performances, which I do think Jesse Marsh will do. But I mean, it's good to know that you have somebody like Flores who could play that role.
I would like to see Jonathan David up top and Flores underneath him.
Yeah, you mentioned that before, didn't you? Last time you played. It'd be interesting. A scheming number 10-ish kind of.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yes, Charms.
Taking players on, find those little pockets.
The overbite. The way we started the show.
And just,
number 10.
And Justin, Ali Ahmed, there is no Ali Ahmed update. The last thing that was said was forced off at halftime, severity unknown, but he was seen limping after the match, creating concern for his availability. And there hasn't been, it says this is a developing story, no update since. So,
yeah. I mean, I think if it was bad, we'd know about it by now.
Yeah. No news is good news.
Yeah.
It is, eh? It is in this area?
Yeah. I think so.
Okay.
Because there's probably a starting left winger that first game, I think, in Ali, especially if Fonzie's not at match fitness. There's your left winger. Anyway, I went to another dark horse, a team that went through the qualifying playoffs to get into the World Cup, and that's Turkey. But this kid, he kind of broke through at the Euros with Turkey. But Real Madrid's Arda Güler, I know Dubs mentioned it briefly in the last show. Mm-hmm. This kid's like, he's young, he's broken through into the Real Madrid first team. 4 goals, 9 assists this season. And while, you know, Lamine Yamal is going to become the biggest name in world football this World Cup, and he's still very young, it seemed a bit obvious to choose him for this. So this kid, and I think he's got a hamstring injury right now. Another one. Jesus. Mm. If he gets healthy, and if Turkey can go on a decent run, get out of their group, which is quite possible, maybe at the expense of the States. How much fun would that be, by the way? I could see him really making a name for himself under Vincenzo Montella, the aeroplane coaches Turkey, which one of my all-time favorite players, well, at Roma back in the day. Mm-hmm. But this kid, he's again, speaking of a schemer, he's another schemer in that middle of the park. So much fun to watch.
Is he going to do the white man's overbite again?
When I'm not going that far. I think I'll reserve that for Corduroys and Canadian players. Maybe some English players. Maybe Morgan Rogers.
Anyway. Good one, Charles. I like it.
Yeah, I like it too. Right. There's something to like either like a singular name, like a Ronaldo, like two of them, you know, these big stars where they go by one name only, whether you're in football or you're in music or just like a global superstar. But the more recent ones, like this more recent generation of superstars in football, it's the double name that you always say, right? You never hear Lamine Yamal, referred to as Yamal, or like it's very rare. It's always Lamine Yamal. Leo Messi. I will say Messi, but I more often than not will say Leo Messi. I know I'm kind of conflating generations there. Arda Güler. Like I always say his full name.
Mm. Is it something about the, what is it about? Is it about this, oh my God. What do you call it when you have like you're sounding out the name, the consonants?
The
Arda Güler.
Do you mean the phonetic, like the pronunciation?
Yeah, is that why? It kind of, it's maybe more harsh. It just Arda Güler.
Mm-hmm. Good for chanting too, right?
Yeah, a good chanting name, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I like the one names.
You like the one names for us?
Well, that's the biggest sadness with Estevao not making the World Cup through injury, right? There's one we lose out on. No one calls him William Estevao, it's just Estevao.
Yeah.
There's one Brazil lose. That's a biggest loss for Brazil, probably. Because of his name.
Yeah.
It's a good name.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe another really important question will be, who's got the best name at the World Cup? I think we'll do that.
There's a lot of good names out there.
No, no. I'm enthused about it.
There's a lot of names out there. There are.
There's a lot of good names out there. Especially, the one name. I mean, the thing about the one names is you kind of have to, there's a bet on yourself. Like, you kind of have to come up with your own nickname, right? Mm-hmm. Where yes, you're not similar. Supposed to.
That's right.
Well, yes. But I didn't come up with that. I don't go, oh, my name is Wonger.
No.
Other people told me my name was Wonger, right?
But no one knows that your first name is Dan. Very few right. people that listen to this podcast.
That's
that.
True. That's yeah. true.
Yeah. Is it?
I mean, yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Do any of you guys call me Dan?
No.
Yeah. Danielle, so maybe Wonger's not. Yeah, that's. I like that because it makes me very British. It's those people who say, "Hey, call me this," and you're like, "I'm not calling you that."
No, you don't get to pick your own nickname.
You don't get T-Bone. George, want to be called T-Bone? T-Bone. Yeah.
T-Bone. And then they call him Coco.
Coco the monkey.
But it's true though, where you're talking about like single names or like being known just as that one name. Like my kid's janitor at their school is not named Sting. And like the cleaning lady at the hotel isn't named Madonna. Like there's something about fulfilling your destiny as well. Even though those names were changed, I realized that. Right. Or like the old joke saying like you named your kid Jeeves. What did you expect?
Right.
Right.
maybe
a janitor with a single name might be kind of cool.
Hey, look, yeah, we did. Monitor. We had one at Glebe Collegiate where Alanis Morissette went also. And his name was Smitty. He'd walk around and thanks. And like he goes, call me Smitty. People go, hey, Mr. Smith. Nope, call me Smitty.
Oh, so Steve, he gave himself his own nickname and you guys just rolled with it.
He was iconic.
Smitty.
Yeah. Smitty. Right, my brother has a friend, right? And for the last 25 years, okay, they call him Looch, okay? I only found out his name's Kyle.
Well, what's his last name? Where'd Looch come from?
I don't know. I was like, so you're telling me this whole time everybody grew up together, your name's Kyle, not Looch? He goes, yeah, my name's not Looch.
That's hilarious.
Just found out. In their 40s.
If your last name is like Luchovsky or Luchenovich, that's naturally, you're always going to be a Luch. It's a good nickname. Luch.
Mm-hmm. Or Luciano. Mm-hmm. I thought he was Italian.
Oh, that's true.
No, he's not even Italian.
His name's Kyle.
He's a ginger.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, there's no ginger called Luciano.
Unlikely.
Yeah. No. So good.
All right, we got to get out of here. Footy Prime is brought to you by BetMGM. Make it legendary.
I just found his last name.
Oh.
Eden. Kyle Eden. They call him Looch.
Kyle Eden Looch. Got to find out the reason behind this.
Yeah.
Somewhere Milan Lucic just twitched. He's like, that's my nickname.
All right, let's go. Tomorrow, another really big question. And also, we have our BetMGM footy picks tomorrow. Till then, cheers for watching and or listening.
Footy Prime is brought to you by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Check us out on YouTube at youtube.com/footyprime and subscribe. Leave us some comments. We'd love to hear those. And check us out on Instagram at footyprimeIG and on Twitter at footy_prime. And check out wearefootyprime.com. Sign up for our newsletter.